Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Gaslight Anthem from New Brunswick, New Jersey, have gained enormous popularity with packed clubs filled with fans chanting every word thanks to the popularity of their last album, their second, called The 59 Sound. The band just released its follow-up, American Slang. We're about to hear a set of new and old Gaslight anthems in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. Before that, I sit down with Alex Razumilla, who's the guitarist, and Alex Levine, bassist, to talk about the new album written by lead singer Brian Fallon. I ask about the pressure of following up the 59 Sound.
It was the first time we had to write something where, you know, people were expecting something. You know, the two records prior and the EP was, you know, typical band, put out a record, go on tour. I'm done with that one. All right, put out another record, go on tour. But with 59 Sound now, there was an audience.
I guess
there
was the breakthrough, quote-unquote.
There was an audience.
Could you feel it as it built with 59 Sound? Could you?
Afterwards, I saw it. You can't see it when you're in it, you know, because you're just playing the shows. And, I mean, yes, you notice that the stages are getting bigger.
Your head's kind of buried in the sand for most of it.
But, it doesn't really sink in. You know, I know I didn't really notice until, like, I moved into my new place and I started unpacking all my stuff. And, like, I took out, like, the magazines that we were in. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, and that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that happened. Oh, yeah, and that, you know. And then that's when it really kicks in. They're like, yeah, we did something, you know. And so now we have to do something bigger, which is a little daunting, but I think we pulled it off.
I think so. And you worked again with Ted Hutt on the record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what did he do differently? I mean, because you'd think, you know, it might turn out to be the 59 Sound again, but...
Nothing. I think, I mean, honestly, I think the American Slang is, you know, that's just, it's a natural progression.
It's a continuation of 59 Cent. Yeah, I mean, Ted,
on our part and on Ted's part as well.
Mm-hmm. What Ted brings to the table is the same thing, the same ideas that we had for the record. You know, we just wanted to enhance what we did on 59 Sound, not really think about it too much. That's, I guess, our saying, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, like we never really like set out to do something specific. I just wanted to write the best record that we could. And
yeah,
I mean, and we have like, you know, influences obviously that you know, to help inspire us to write stuff. And Ted's like on the same wavelength with all that, you know, so like he listens to the same stuff. So when we said we want to, you know, do something like this, he was all about it. You know, and he's into like the soul vibe and like the 60s blues rock kind of stuff, which is kind of where we were going with this.
Mm-hmm.
And being old, I said it, and British, he got it all. But aside from that, he's got a great ear, and he knows how to, the thing I like best about him is he knows how to rein it in. Like, you know, you're getting a little too carried away with adding stuff. And I wanted to put a theremin on it. He was, no, next theremin.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Were a lot of these songs written while you were on tour? That's why I read some.
Wanted to.
Yeah, we attempted.
I don't understand how people do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we attempted to.
Well, we were almost 59 Sound on tour.
Did you?
Yeah.
A couple songs.
Couple songs.
We attempted to write this on tour, but it didn't really pan out the way we wanted it to be. And we were just burnt out. We just needed to go home and hang out for a bit. Get back in the zone.
I know, like, we tried, you know, and we ended up with the last track on the record, actually, we did write for the most part on the road. And then The Queen of Lower Chelsea was something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it had the same lyrics. So, I mean, you could say like half of that was written on the road.
Yeah, you got to do that in the set today because the Queen of Lower Chelsea, a lot of songs stand out on this record. In fact, there's a kind of a trio of things in the middle of it, from Bring It On and Diamond Church and that.
Diamond is actually here today.
Yeah, the man that
the song is named after is here.
It is a man?
Oh, it is a man. It is a man that is larger than
life. What's his story?
Well, he basically...
No one really knows.
you know, he's a... mutual friend of all of ours, and he gave us our start. Basically, he put on our first show at the Court Tavern, and you know, he's I guess the four. He's our best friend, mm-hmm. I guess, as a band. You know,
yeah. So, in other words, friends, the Gaslight Anthem could be the Diamond Church Street Choir.
It's us. It's us and all the other bands that have played the Court Tavern. Yeah. He's a local promoter, you know, and mm-hmm. so he's got his hands in a lot of stuff, and he's made sure that place is, I think, more so than the people that own the bar. He's made sure that place is kept running and has kept putting on shows, saving what I think, you know, for some part, to some extent,
it's
like the New Brunswick.
Last great bar. Scene.
I have to say, the way the bands get known nowadays, more people came to me during the sort of build up of 59 Sound to talk about that record. Word of mouth than any other band over the last year mm-hmm. or so, and it's really interesting. There was a point, I think, there where things really jumped, and that was when at Glastonbury, when Bruce got on stage with you guys for 59 Sound. Did that feel special, or is that just?
I don't remember any of it. To be totally honest, I don't. It was 2.5 minutes of my life, and you know, yes, it's an amazing thing, but all I know of it is from what I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, when you're, like I said before, when you're in it, it doesn't really sink in.
And we were tired too. We were flying all over Europe for the, I don't know, I guess like 3 days prior to that. So it really is kind of a blur. And it looks much more glamorous than it felt on stage, actually.
Definitely.
So it was another gig, and he happened to be there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was on stage and set up when I found out that he was even playing. Like, I was ready to go on before I even knew that was what was happening, mm-hmm. you know, and. It's like I said, and it's, you know, it's 2.5, 3 minutes, however long the song is,
right.
and then it's over, and it's gone, and it's it, you know, and
but now it's relived. So.
I mean, it is something that I'm definitely honored happened, but it's like, it's not like, you know,
but
I was relishing in the moment while I was like, don't screw up because Springsteen's on stage, and then I was out of tune, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, and the second time it happened, my bass cut out too. So I mean, it was our best performance, but. It helped, of course.
Well, congratulations on this. It's just song after song after song, which we've sort of come to expect from this band. Just great on the new album, and we look forward to a set. So thank
awesome.
You guys.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Gaslight Anthem will head to the stage of World Cafe Live.
Do when we come up with new records, because you're nervous. You're always nervous, but this song's called Bring It On. Romeo!
Die.
Queen of Chelsea live on stage at World Cafe, live from the Gaslight Anthem. That new album is American Slang, and our thanks to the band for playing live today. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.